International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 3. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. 22:17. And when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I went into a trance. In the book of Acts we can see the prayer of the early saints for the organic building up of the body of Christ. The prayer that we need is the prayer that brought in the outpouring of the Spirit. 120 saints praying with one accord for 10 days brought in the outpouring of the Spirit. God poured out his entire being, the Spirit, upon the disciples. Immediately, the disciples became one with God. Here is the principle of praying ourselves into God and of praying God into us. Their prayer brought God from the heavens to the earth and upon themselves. Prayer is like our breathing. When we breathe, the air gets into us, and we get into the air. The result is that air is poured upon us. When we experience the outpoured Spirit through our prayer, we are refreshed to the uttermost. Today's reading. We also need the prayer that shook the earth and empowered the disciples with the Holy Spirit for the speaking of the Word of God with boldness. The disciples prayed with one accord according to the Word of God, claiming the divine power through the name of Jesus. Many times the environment is a lie. When we go out to visit people for the preaching of the gospel, there may be something within us saying that people will not open the door to us. This is a lie. Another lie is that people will not open their heart and their spirit to receive the Lord. If this is the case, our going is in vain. Therefore, we have to pray to shake the environment. We need to open the doors by our prayer. To pray is to shake the environment, to change the environment. When we pray in such a way, we will be filled with the economical spirit, and we will have the boldness to speak the Word of God. We should not believe in the environment. Instead, we have to believe in our prayer to change the environment. Acts 10:9-16 shows us the prayer that brought Peter into a trance and brought a heavenly vision to him. This prayer at the appointed time brought Peter into a conversation with the Lord. This is another principle of prayer. To pray is to pray ourselves into a trance. A trance means that we have gotten out of ourself. We may be imprisoned in ourself, but we need to pray out of that imprisonment. In a trance, we can receive visions of God. Ourself is a strong prison that we need to get out of, so we need to pray ourselves into a trance. Many times in morning watch, while we are reading the Bible and pray reading, we have the sensation that we are out of ourself and that we are in a situation of being so close to God. When we get into a trance, we are in a conversation with the Lord in which we talk to the Lord and the Lord talks to us. We all need the kind of prayer that brings us into such a trance. The book of Acts is a record of the activities of the apostles, and the apostles' activities were always matched by their prayers. All the kinds of prayers that we have fellowshipped about in the book of Acts show the kind of prayer that we need to pray. We need to learn to pray the way the disciples in Acts prayed. This kind of prayer can shake the environment, shake the foundation of the prison, shake the earth, shake off all the chains, and open the doors. This prayer will also bring us into a trance, bring us into God, and bring God into us. Then we can converse with God, receive His commission, and receive His sending. We need the divine life, and we need prayer for us to accomplish all the crucial steps for the body of Christ to be built up organically through our work. This is the end of today's morning revival.